Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, everyone assumed their friend's story ended at his funeral. But the Ouija board made it clear he was still talking from the other side.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. And if you have a real ghost story to share, please share. If you want to call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And be a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to a lot of episodes in the archive, like thousands, and they come without commercials. So sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
It's good. I've decided I'm bringing something back.
Okay. I'm a little
okay,
scared.
Are you ready for this?
I'm a little scared of what?
I know. Okay. Here's what I decided I'm going to start doing. Writing letters.
Oh, our mother's going to be so excited.
Well, how fun
that's all
is
she
that,
wants.
Right?
She likes letters.
But don't you? Like if you go to your mail and you open it up and there's something somebody wrote you, it's like the best thing.
You know, and like so my niece was sending postcards when her and her wife were traveling all over. Mm-hmm. And that was fun to get those postcards.
Right. And so I was thinking, you know, it would be fun now that I live kind of far away from people to just write them a letter. Tell them what's going on.
Oh, you got to start with our mom because she has been trying to bring letter writing back for the last 30, 40 years.
And I thought, okay, that could be fun, right? And then, do you know how hard it is to find letter writing stationery?
Oh.
I went to Barnes & Noble. I found one thing. You know, because I didn't want note cards. I wanted to write a letter, right, on sheets of paper. It's hard to find stationery these days.
Seriously, your first one has to be to our mom. Because then when I go in to visit her, she'll be like, Kathy wrote me a letter.
Oh, yeah.
She gets so excited.
It'll be the best day ever.
She gets so excited when she gets a letter. And it's kind of sad because she had a stroke and mom wrote letters and wrote journals. She just would write all day long. She had really fancy handwriting. You know, she was really proud of her cursive. But she did have great handwriting. And so that's been the biggest frustration for her, is not being able to write letters. So she'll be awfully excited.
I know. So anyway, I'm bringing it back, people. So if you want a letter, let me know. I'll write you one.
And if you ask me for a letter, I'll be like, oh, no, you meant my sister.
Yeah.
I don't write letters.
That's my sister, the one that's bringing it back.
Please let me write you an email. I can type what I feel. But writing it down, I'm like, I can't. So here's a story. It says, hi, I'm Kenzie. I want to take you back about 3 years, right before my senior year of high school. That summer, we lost my friend Alec. I had grown up in a small town where everybody knew everybody, so his death hit us all very hard. After he passed, strange things started happening to the people closest to him. One day after Alec died, his girlfriend was in her room alone. She'd been crying, talking to him out loud, just trying to make sense of it all, and out of nowhere, the hammock chair in the corner of her room started swaying back and forth. The windows were shut, no breeze, no reason it should have moved, but it did. Another friend who used to play piano with Alec sat down at her keyboard not long after. As she started playing, the aquarium light beside her began turning on and off, but rhythmically, not flickering, not a power issue, just click, 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 like someone was flipping the switch back and forth on purpose for about 15 seconds. About a year later, I was away at college hanging out with a new group of friends. They didn't know anything about Alec. So one night we were sharing ghost stories and someone suggested a Ouija board. Normally I'd be the first to say no, but the group energy was strong and I gave in. Oh, I'm telling you, that group energy thing.
Oh yeah, peer pressure.
Yep. We'll see how this goes. We sat in a circle, fingertips on the planchette, and we started asking who was with us. At first it was just random letters and numbers, but then it got more specific. Was it a male? Yes. Was he a student? Yes. Did he go to our university? No. Was he an athlete? Yes. What sport? The planchette slid to the letter F. Someone asked football and it answered yes. That's when things started clicking. The letters matched Alec's initials. The numbers looked like his jersey numbers, one from middle school and one from high school. So I pulled out my phone to check a photo on Facebook and watched in shock as my battery dropped from 80% to 10% in seconds. I asked the board if it was draining my phone. It said yes. One of the only people in that group who actually knew Alec was sitting beside me and she started crying, and then I did too. To be sure it wasn't just random, I asked questions only Alec would know the answer to. Inside jokes, music we used to listen to, things no one else could possibly guess, and every answer came back correct. Then I asked the question that had been on my mind since the day he died. Was your death really an accident? The planchette moved to no. It then spelled out two initials, maybe someone else who was there, and the words metal and head. We thought it meant he'd been hit with something metal before drowning. And I thought metalheads like music. He's a metalhead. We wrapped up things by asking if he still visited his sisters, if he looked out for his friends. He said yes. And honestly, when we ended the session, I didn't feel scared. I felt calm, like Alec had come through to say he was okay. A few months later, I went to see a medium after losing a family member, and out of nowhere, she said, I'm getting a young man named Alec. She described him so clearly, I got chills, and then she added, he's showing me a blow to the head with something metal, maybe a pipe, before ending up in water. She couldn't have known about the Ouija board session. No one outside of that group did. I know that Ouija boards have a reputation. People warn you about fake spirits, bad energy, dark things. But I've never had anything negative happen since that night. In fact, I feel more protected than ever. Maybe it was Alec's way of saying goodbye, or maybe just letting us know he never really left. Thank you for listening. That, you know, it is one of those stories that, you know, you hear all the bad stuff about Ouija boards, but, you know, couldn't you have positive interactions too?
I I'm having a hard time getting positive off of this because he's telling everybody he was murdered.
Well, I don't know that
is
he was
murdered. Still out there? Because he said, "Isn't an accident?" No.
Yeah, that's true. Because I was thinking more like he hit his head on something, like he slipped and maybe hit his head on something metal, then fell into water. That's kind of what I was thinking. But he did say that about the accident.
And then the medium said a blow to the head with a metal pipe. Now, maybe I'm getting this all wrong, but it sounds like somebody hit him in the head. And from the Ouija board experience and the medium, what she said, which makes me think there could be somebody out there that killed this person.
Well, and that's my guess is that they must have known he had a blow to the head. That would have been evident. But I'm wondering if they said, oh, he must have slipped and fallen on this thing, when maybe that wasn't it at all. Maybe someone did hit him in the head. So yeah. Now are you left with that much information? Is
and
he giving
you
that to
it?
Find the person who did that?
Yeah, and that's kind of dangerous. And I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, I'm wondering if I'm hearing it wrong. Because Kinsey seemed to have been
feeling pretty good about it, yeah.
And I don't think I would if I thought somebody that I thought had an accident found out that it wasn't an accident. So I'm wondering if I'm mishearing this story.
Well,
and it was.
It did say it then, because the planchette moved to no after asked, was your death really an accident? No. Then it spelled out two initials, maybe someone else who was there. So they have two initials that they have no idea what that means. But then the psychic and the confirmation on the metal in the head thing is interesting.
I know.
So now would Kenzie be upset? Like, wouldn't you want to know? Like, now you've been given this information. Is it your obligation now to take it and say, hey...
And what do you do with it? Like, yeah. Who's going to say, oh, yeah, that's enough for us to look at something? You know what I mean? Like, a Ouija board and a medium are your, you know, two evidences here. You know, I probably not.
Yeah, well, when you go to the cops and it's like, you know, here's the thing. I got this through a Ouija board and then it was confirmed through a psychic. And they'd be like, yeah. We need something more to go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm not sure that they would... see that, but I hope that's not the case. That I hope I'm just misinterpreting this,
because Kenzie sure doesn't feel any urgency of who did this,
right?
It felt
or
like
any
a little
danger.
Closure.
So
yeah.
That's what makes me think that it has to be that I'm misinterpreting it. You know, if I found out that I had a friend that came back and suggested that they had been murdered, I don't know
I'm
that
be
I
so okay with that.
I wouldn't be okay. Mm. Yeah.
I do think it's interesting that he came through. And like the other signs, like the hammock chair, you know,
and the
just
aquarium
swinging on
thing.
Its own. And yeah, it does sound like he was kind of giving people signs and
definitely giving people signs. And, you know, it could be that maybe if, you know, somebody... If something did happen to him, he's hanging around for that reason. I don't know. Do you think that that something happened to them, like a murder or something in that case where somebody took their life, do you think they would tend to maybe be here to try to help solve it?
I always have thought that, because I'm like, how can you rest in peace if you were murdered and that person got away with it? You know, wouldn't you want people to know it's like this is a bad person who needs to be stopped? I would be like, I will haunt you till the day you die and beyond, because you don't get away with that shit.
That's what I think.
So now, well, here's our problem. Poor Kenzie's like, shit, they're right. Now I got to go. Now I got to go become a detective.
You live your life. And like I said, I could be misinterpreting.
Yeah, we're just wondering how it's going now. No obligation to become a detective. Well, here's our next story. It says, we moved into my grandparents' old house on my 16th birthday. My grandfather built it himself back in the 60s, and it had been full of family memories, holidays, backyard cookouts, and the kind of warmth you still feel in the halls. After both my grandparents passed, first my granddad, then my grandma, the house sat empty for a while. Then when our rental got too cramped, my parents decided it made sense for us to move in. To be honest, I was excited. It felt like a fresh start. I had a bigger bedroom, my own space, the ghost of my grandma's cooking still hanging in the kitchen. My dad loved that house. He'd grown up there, and my sister and I had plenty of good memories visiting over the years. So the idea of anything dark or scary lurking there wasn't even on our radar, but that changed fast. Now, everyone in the family started noticing weird things pretty early on. Shadows that moved when nobody was there, things disappearing and reappearing in strange places. The kind of stuff that makes you do a double take, but isn't enough to convince you that something's wrong, at least not right away. But one night, something happened to me that I've never been able to shake, and I'm pretty sure I never will. It was sometime in the middle of my 17th year. My parents had a big TV in their room with cable, and being the typical teen who wanted to watch something dumb, I snuck in, made myself comfortable on their bed, and started watching The Real World. The house was quiet, the kind of quiet where you can hear the fridge hum and your own heartbeat if you pay attention. About 20 minutes into it, I heard something behind me. A soft rustle like someone was shifting in place. So I figured it was my mom maybe grabbing something from the closet. I turned to look, but the door was shut. I still felt that unmistakable sensation, you know, when your body knows someone is watching you before your brain catches up. I flipped on the nightstand lamp, the room lit up, and that's when I noticed the closet door was cracked open, and I know it wasn't open when I came in. I stood up staring at it. My stomach felt tight. I walked slowly toward the bedroom door to go find my mom, maybe ask if she'd open the closet. My hand reached for the doorknob, and then that's when I saw it. From the thin gap between the closet door and the frame, a pale, bald head with sunken black eyes stared out at me, wrinkled skin, just watching me.
Oh!
I don't like that. I froze, my breath caught in my throat before exploding into a scream. I yanked at the bedroom door, but it wouldn't budge. I twisted the knob. Nothing. I kept screaming louder than I've ever screamed in my life. It didn't move. It just kept watching me. I stumbled backward, crawling into the far corner of the room. I couldn't catch my breath. My whole body was shaking. I heard my dad pounding from the other side of the door, shouting, "Let me in." "I can't," I screamed. "There's something in the closet." Everything went blurry. I think I passed out for a second because the next thing I remember, my parents were pulling me into the hallway, their arms around mine, my sister standing behind them with her eyes wide open. I don't remember what happened to the thing in the closet. I don't know how long I sat in that corner or how the door ever opened, but I do remember the way everyone looked at me like I'd lost it. Later that night, I tried to explain. I told them I had not locked the door. They told me no one else had gone in that room before me. My dad, ever the rational one, chalked it up to a panic attack. Maybe you locked it yourself by accident. He said, maybe the closet was already open and your mind played tricks on you. Except the lock on that door hadn't worked in years. It needed two hands to twist it, and I'd barely touched the knob before it jammed. My dad admitted he didn't even unlock it. He just kept jiggling it until it gave way. That's when my mom told me something I'll never forget. She said my grandfather had been haunted too. She never told us before, but apparently he used to talk about seeing a cloaked, bald figure in the house always at night, standing in doorways or in the corner of the room. He said it reminded him of a monk, silent, watchful, never approaching, but never gone for long either. And sometimes when my dad was away on business, my mom swore she'd feel the bed shift behind her like someone had quietly laid down beside her. I'd hate that feeling. She'd turn over and see nothing, but the weight would still be there. Needless to say, I never went into that room alone again. Even now, I avoid that room when I visit. And if I do have to go in, I make sure someone's with me. I won't even glance towards a closet because whatever it was, it's still there. I now understand why my grandfather never slept with his back to the closet. If you want more stories, I've got them. Thanks for listening, Ray. You know, I get that, like being so afraid, like just blacking out. And that's what happened. Yeah. Like it was just so overwhelming.
And I think that a door can, you know, it can let you out or keep you in. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That whatever it is, because we had that happen before where at that house we used to live in, like we'd go to open the door and it was like somebody was holding it from the other side and pulling it and you couldn't. And then all of a sudden it would let go and you could get out. You know, about the time you thought, I'm going to lose it, it would let go and you would get out. I think that's what happened here. I think something was holding that door and the parents couldn't get in and Ray couldn't get out.
See, what I think is so interesting is that they all had such great memories of this house. They all loved it. Like, but they had never picked up on that before. And even if it's not to that extent, you get that creepy ass feeling like something's watching me at grandma's house. And,
you're right.
You know, you still can have great memories at grandma's house.
Well, and, you know, I think as a kid, when you're at your grandparents' house, it can just feel kind of creepy because it's an old person house, you know. And you just, like, I could just remember at grandma's, like, when I'd go down into her basement, it would feel weird. You know?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know there was anything there, but it just was, like, weird. And I get that. But then something held them back from moving in right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a little, for some reason, the parents didn't go right there. They continued to rent, you know? And then they decided to go ahead and move in. So something was kind of holding the mom and dad back. But I think what happened was that whatever it was released and the door opened, but not until after Ray had kind of fainted.
Yeah.
You know, and then they grabbed Ray, pulled him out. And
I'm telling you what, I think I'd have done the same thing. And I guess I see why they're like, you had a panic attack. That's all. But you know, it's like, no, it was a trauma.
Like, well, it sounds like your mom was a little bit more sympathetic.
Mom got it.
Yeah. Like, no, I've felt something
weird.
And
Grandpa had been seeing the same weird thing.
Well, yeah. After all that, Mom goes, oh, well, you know, maybe it was the same. Maybe it was the old. Oh. Do you suppose it could be the old wrinkled man that Dad saw? You know, I mean.
Now, I get why you wouldn't tell your child that, you know. We're moving into Grandma and Grandpa's house. So just to let you know, Grandpa did see an old bald man that looked like a monk. If you see him, just know.
Yeah. I mean, Steve's 50 feet tall. Like, I always go back to that old, the 50-foot tall man movie where that woman's sitting on the sofa and they say, there's a 50-foot tall man down in, you know, going through the streets of San Francisco or whatever. And she goes, huh. Steve's 50 feet tall. Wonder if it could be him, you know? And I feel like that's the kind of the case here. Huh, Grandpa saw an old wrinkled man in the closet. Wonder if it could be him.
But yours seemed a little more wrinkly than the one Grandpa described. And you never caught his outfit, did you? Because I'm wondering if he was wearing the same outfit.
I got just like... Yeah, I think maybe could be the same thing going on here.
You got to get your ass out of here because you are not welcome in this house. Poor Ray. So if you have a real ghost story, share it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts. Oh, and no commercials. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Moro Casino. like a social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.